everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I'm going to be with you for about 55 minutes or so. Kind of a fun show today. Good show. Informational show. Lots going on at the Senior Center, but also in the whole community. And so there's a bunch of announcements. I'm going to hold those to the end. But just to let you know, tomorrow, or when the, actually today, as this show is playing, there's going to be a, and Jim, I've got it here, Jim, if you don't have it handy, a thing for veterans from the DAV. So, I'll just read this quickly and we can discuss it later. A benefit seminar that will start at 9 o'clock. So you've got time. This ends at 8:30. You've got time to get up there if you want questions on your benefits. Claim assistance starts at 12 to 3. If you need claim assistance or anything to do with a DAV, this is the time to go from chapter, and this is from chapter 65. And it's going to be at the Senior Center. So there's parking, there's coffee, there's food, and there's Jim and Jenny. So what more could you ask for? So without further ado, for Guad, Jenny Alexandra and Jim Clark, they're from the Senior Center. This is Jenny's first time. And I got to tell you, when she smiles, just get ready because your living room will light up, or bedroom, or wherever you are. So, Jim, lots going on this summer.
There is, and that's why I asked Jeannie to come on. We've got quite a bit of things coming to basically start the summer and end the summer. And I'll have her go through the details, but we got trips. We've got a picnic coming up at the end of the month for Memorial Day. Capped off at the end of the summer by our Labor Day picnic at the Controy Pavilion, and then a lot of stuff in between. So it's going to be a fun summer.
Before Jenny jumps on, Jenny, I just want to tell you, I happened to bump into a couple of people who went on your MGM tour last week.
All right. Yeah.
They absolutely could not stop talking about it. They loved it.
Yeah.
So congratulations to you and the whole team for doing that. And, I have a new theory when I go to MGM. I just ask for the manager. And when he comes down, I give him $100. And he said, well, what's this for? I said, I don't gamble. He said, well, what do you give me $100 for? I said, because it takes the anxiety out of losing.
Yeah. it definitely is different. I know, I'm not sure if the, and Jeannie was on the trip, so she can probably add to it, but I mean, the gambling part and seeing that place is one thing, but it was capped off by lunch at the Red Rose.
Oh, what a wonderful adventure.
And I think that was the big part that everybody enjoyed, because you cannot have a bad meal there.
No.
At the Red Rose. So.
And that's what they all said. They said, oh, what a great place. We're going to go again. So, Jenny, don't take that as a threat. They said, you know.
I'm not a gambler as well, but it was worth it. Everybody was happy. The people at Red Rose, they did a beautiful spread, and there was plenty of food. Everybody was happy. It was a great day.
Like I said, the people I bumped into, two of them captured me to tell me what a great day it was.
Yeah.
So, and that's good because, you know, we've been through a rough time, and we're going through a rough time. Even now, I mean, I have to just say this. I'm in a state of shock with what I see going on. I guess I'm asking myself, where have we messed up? But, well, that's a topic for another day.
Yeah, so I mean, you lived through the other one too during the Vietnam protests.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, I listened to, and I don't know where, Jim will tell you, when I go to the Senior Center, I have to ask him where I park the car, because I forget. But, Jim, not to belabor this, but the Vietnam protesters wanted one thing, to not end the war in Vietnam, stop sending, these people are all over like peanut butter.
Right.
You know, they want green energy with peanut butter. And they, you know, I mean, it's just like, and they're, the desecration and the of the statues of the people of, and I have to tell you, and I, I went to Auschwitz and Buchenwald when we were in Europe.
Yeah.
Before you start really going anti-Semitic, you might want to take yourself a trip or read some history or watch some films. Eisenhower, Jim will remember, Eisenhower said, let's get all of this videotape because no one will believe it. And so to those people my age and older and some younger, we'll get through this.
Oh,
We just
yeah.
got to come together as a nation. And the people in Washington got to put on their big boy pants and
Well, I
big.
think it's just a matter of, understanding that, people do have a right to free speech, and
Right.
that's what we serve for, to allow people to do this. But there becomes a line in the sand that you don't cross,
That's right.
and a lot of these have been crossed.
Yeah.
I got a kick out of the group the other day that was trying to do catering, like their meals. Felt like they were trapped in the encampment, so they wanted like kosher meat, not kosher meals, but they wanted vegan meals,
Yeah. Yeah.
this and stuff delivered. They didn't want to leave to lose their seat, so they wanted their food delivered to them. I kind of got a kick out of that, but no, there's a line in the sand. I think most of the communities here in Massachusetts. I'm just reading about Governor Healey. I mean, she was happy with the police response that went into Northeastern and to Emerson.
Yeah.
To take care of that. I mean, the people were warned multiple times, and why did I get arrested? Because you didn't listen,
Yeah.
But these are the kids. Now, there was another article that 45% of the people arrested in New York City weren't students.
That's
So,
right. Yeah.
there you have the problem right there. You're right. This is a topic for another day. It's not about the senior center, but again, I think people have a right to, their opinions and share them in a
Yeah.
civic way,
Yeah.
a civil way. Don't mess it up for everybody else. My nephew's graduating from Emerson next weekend,
Oh, cool.
and thank God they haven't canceled that graduation. But a lot of these kids that would
Yeah.
be graduating that have canceled didn't even get a high school graduation because they were COVID. They were seniors in high
Yeah.
school during COVID and didn't have a graduation. What a shame that is. And you send there to learn how to think, not what to be told and listen to. Critical thinking, and I'm not sure how much of that's going on anymore.
Well, as I heard one news commentator say, it's no longer higher education, it's higher indoctrination. So,
Right. Yeah.
well,
Well, but let's get on to
listen,
better
I
things.
know this. None of the people that go to the senior center will be protesting at any of the colleges.
I don't think so. They might get picked out as being a little too old, but yeah, who knows?
But, Jenny, first of all, thank you, and I mean you and Jim and everybody there, to the drivers of the vans. And thanks for all that you do for the seniors of this city, of which I am one. And it's more and more people since COVID, I think, really make an effort now to get to the senior center and get to the events because they realized when they were cocooned how lonely and miserable that was. And I've said it before on air, and I'll say it again. Thank you to the senior center for keeping touch via the telephone with so many of the people who were regulars there, but also, and I, of course, I just can't help it. It's in my nature to criticize the state and the politicians, but they don't mind. But when they came out to sign up for the COVID shots, the senior center stepped up to the plate because it was all online. Now, what wingnut in Boston realized who are the people most vulnerable? 65 and up. Now, how many of those people have a computer, or if they do, have a phone, how to use it? So thank you to the senior center and the thousands of people you registered for the shots.
Thank you. Yes, it was a great turnout. We did do quite a few, and we're still helping
Oh, I
from
know.
because of that point. We figured we knew that the population did need help with computers or phone, even just to reach out to family members. So we do have computer classes where they're helping them with the computers or iPad or phone, giving their tech talk on how to maneuver through Facebook maybe, or their emails,
Well, one of these days, I'm going to come to those classes, and I'm just giving you forewarning because I have a whole team of people here at WTBR to back me up. They're all geniuses. But I'm going to come to find out how to do certain things. The last time I went to a computer class, the person was restrained in a straitjacket and taken to Jones. So they said nobody can be this stupid with. But seriously, thank you for those. And those are great courses. They really are. And go over all that stuff, but a busy summer.
It is, and those, as Jeannie was saying, those will continue with the tech talks, the tech savvy seniors. We have one-on-ones with people, and we're not trying to teach you to be a computer scientist. We just want you the basics. It's the 101, because no longer can you really buy that cheap flip phone for $9 anymore. I mean, people are paying a lot of money for a phone. Just for the basics that
Right.
they know they need, but there's a lot more that it can do. And so we're trying to spend time with folks, helping them get more for their money with what they're paying for their phones. And one thing COVID proved during that time too was the reliance on Facebook and other things to stay in
Right.
touch with your families, but also telehealth and telemed.
Yes.
And so, instead of having to, especially with transportation the way it is out here, trying to find a ride to Springfield. If you don't have a car and you have to, get somebody to drive, it's going to be about $200, $250
Yeah.
trip out of pocket to go see your doctor, which you can just get online and do a telemed thing. If they don't have to put hands on, why spend that
Yeah.
money just to go to Springfield for an hour?
Yeah.
So telehealth has been very good. There's also telepharm, where you can have a device in your home that dispenses your meds for you at the time, and it'll let the whoever overwatching that know that the med was dispensed on time. That
Yep.
doesn't mean that you took it, but at least it spit it out. That gives peace of mind to the kids, the family members of somebody who might be isolated, knows that they're getting their meds and all. So a lot of great devices and added to the technology. And it all starts with the basics, and that's what we want people to have, is the basics.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's another side of it which Jenny can talk about. It's the fun side. I mean, they have a lot of. I was going to go to what is it? The what do you call that?
Tai Chi.
Yeah.
Tai Chi.
Yeah. But I realized that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
You
You can
well.
do that. You can do that same stuff and just go to the pool next door at the Y, and they'll
Yeah.
rescue you if you do that.
Well,
So,
I do that trying to slow the bus down coming down the street here.
yeah.
The but Jenny, there's a lot of programs. I was astonished at all the stuff you guys have going on for seniors. It's amazing.
It's a lot, and it's all, done by volunteers.
Yeah.
90% of the leaders are all volunteers, and they've been doing it for quite a few years. We have exercise classes. We have people with m mobility issues that start the classes, and they come back, feeling
Yeah.
much better. They're able to move better. Woodworking, they're always looking for more people to join that group.
Yeah.
Ceramics has become such a popular program that we had to extend it to an extra day.
Wow.
So it's twice a week. And in between all that, we love to have parties, of course, for the
Oh,
fun
yeah.
of it. And if there's not a holiday, we will make a holiday ourselves and have a party. Anything fun to have the seniors be happy. We just do it for them.
And there is an atmosphere of that. There's an atmosphere of happiness, and there's an atmosphere of helping and caring. And I attribute that to you guys who you make it happen.
We
You
make it.
really do. I mean, I've never been in there, and I understand that there are people my age who that can be grumpy, but I know it's a shock. But I've never really experienced anybody in there who's been that way. And the other thing I don't want to forget for folks that need, want to get out and just have a inexpensive lunch.
Exactly.
You can't beat the senior center. There's camaraderie, there's community, there's an inexpensive lunch, and it gets you out. And now
Exactly.
the good weather's here, get out. Believe me.
The bad part about that is right now we're in between our cafe cook right now.
Oh.
So he left on a medical, and hope wish him the best, and hopefully
Yeah.
comes back, but we're in the process of trying to find someone new in there. But at the same time, there is a congregate meal site upstairs every day, Monday
Right.
through Friday. So there is that at least. And we're trying to do at least something in the morning for breakfast.
Oh, cool.
And Jeannie set up a couple guest cooks come in. I think we had spaghetti and meatballs Friday, week before they had a stir fry.
Oh, wow.
So a couple times, at least once a week, if not more than once a week, that we'll have somebody in there as a guest cook, and they'll come up with something, and that's well received too. Yeah, it's always something.
You know, I have a suggestion, Jenny,
Go ahead.
just for chuckles. Reach out to the school department and see if some of their culinary arts kids.
That's a good idea. Not a bad idea.
Yeah, one of the interviews that we set up the other day was somebody from the Taconic Culinary Program.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, graduated,
Yeah,
but
yeah.
came through that program. Yeah.
That would be cool, and gives them real life experience too, and I would just say, because next week we're doing a series every morning from Taconic, to emphasize different things within the school department. So yeah, but folks, the senior center is a gem. It really, I don't use it as much as I should, but I started going in there more since Jim, he lifted the restraining order. So, but no, seriously, it's a wonderful place. So many of my, and I can speak to this now, I'm past mid 70. So many of my peers don't go out of the house. They don't go
No.
anywhere. And, I look at it this way. I'm going to be dead a long time, so I'm going to run like hell while I'm still alive. And that's just me. And I understand there's, well, I don't want to go on North Street. It's this. No, it's not. You go and park in the, get your sticker, park in the back lot, come in the back door. You don't see anybody.
Right. Well, I can tell you today, this morning, we had the first of the three discussions about the new toter system
Oh,
here
wow.
at
Yeah.
the center, and we had at least 80 people here. And I would say the majority of them were seniors, but a lot of faces that I haven't seen in a long time or never seen.
Yeah.
And some folks came out. I mean, this was the first of three that we had today, and I think it was very well received. As a matter of fact, the mayor said to me that he was su surprised about the reception he got, because, he'd put something out, somebody go, "Well, I really like this idea and support it," and people started clapping, and the
Yeah.
mayor was like, "Oh, this is better than I thought it was going to be,"
Yeah. Yeah.
So and I think again, it was I was expecting more than I think they were, and we planned for more. Actually, matter of fact, we had to put more chairs out than even what I planned for.
What?
But I think it was well received. Part of it has to do with the fact that there is a backyard trash piece to it, that if you're unable to move the totes and all that to the curb,
Yeah.
Casella will do that for you. Obviously, there's a form and some requirements for that to
Right.
happen. You can't do it because you just don't feel like it. That doesn't cover it. But age and disabilities and mobility and all that. So
Wow.
that's something that we talked a good bit about today, especially for that
Yeah.
audience. But that should never be an issue that somebody can't pull the tote. And they basically decided today, or put out today, that it'll be 48-gallon totes, which even both of them will be. So your one for garbage and one for recycle will both be 48 gallons.
Oh,
But
wow.
you can get multiple recycle bins, but you can only get one of the 48 gallons per week. If you need another one, you have to pay $40 a quarter for an extra garbage tote, but you can have as many recycle bins as you need. And it's still going to continue to be dual stream. So that means one week pickup is cardboard, the next week is
Yeah.
glass and bottles. It won't be single stream. No, it was well received. We had the totes there. People actually got up to actually move them. It's not a big deal.
Oh.
But as the mayor said, we have 17,400 households in the city.
Wow.
We're not going to have 17,400 individual plans on how to get your garbage to the curb.
No.
There are going to be a few odd, things here. Some people were talking about they live 1,000 feet from the road. How do they get it there? And the response was, how do you get it there now? But the thing was, oh yeah, we just take it down, 32 gallon bag, dump it on the curb, and it's gone when we come home. Well, if it's sitting there in a plastic bag come tote time, it'll still be there when you get home
Yeah.
because they can't pick up the bag. It's got to be in the tote. So that's going to be a change for some people, but
Yeah.
a lot, and I'm sure you'll have Peter and Ricardo on about it, but a lot of good information, stuff for people to think about. They've got two more sessions, one next week, and I think the week after. One will be at Conti, one will be at Herberg, I think he said. To get that education out, they'll do the contract in July. They'll start educating people. The totes will come out in September, be delivered to your home, and in November they'll start picking up using the automated machine. So it'll be the arm that comes out, picks it up, lifts it, shakes it, dumps it right back exactly where it was because it's all
Right.
mechanical. It's gonna have probably go right back into the same wheel marks that you left in the grass when you put it out there. And so it kind of exciting. It saves the city money. That's even better.
Well, it and I think the other issue is it saves all of us money because our tax dollars won't be put to waste picking up mattresses and all this stuff. I mean, if you drive around the city of Pittsfield, you got to be pulling your hair out.
Yeah.
I mean,
Obviously, you've done a lot of driving, Bill.
yeah, well, I have no hair. I mean, but seriously, I'm so glad. And here's what I really appreciate. They're doing these informational sessions and they're listening.
Yes.
They're
And
listening and
that's
they've.
why I brought it up because it was here at the center. And it was
Yeah.
because we do the monthly coffee with the commissioner at the same time, 10 o'clock on the first Monday of every month. And that's what this was, but it basically what took over was a toter discussion, and the mayor was here to talk about it.
Yeah.
The questions were great. The feedback from the seniors was very positive. Some had some good points that they are taking back to look at before they do the final contract with Casella, which is due July 1st. It's a good thing, and they're listening. Because somebody asked me when we were upstairs about it, and I said, these are the people that have lived here a long time. They're not newcomers to the city. They've seen this and that. One guy was talking about, oh, remember when the garbage, yeah, I said, do you remember what color the garbage trucks were? And he
Yeah.
goes, you got orange. I go, because they were the city. The
Right.
city picked up their own garbage. What didn't go in the garbage, we took to the dump.
Right.
We don't have the dump or the landfill anymore. So a lot of things have changed. And they had good questions about right now we have to take our yard waste and all that to Lenoxdale. But Casella's quickly and rapidly trying to rebuild the waste plant out there
Oh,
to
cool.
accept that Pittsfield. But at least right now we have a mechanism to get it to Lenoxdale. It's a little longer, but at least you have a place to put it. And the seniors provided good feedback, and the mayor even said that. So this is, the way to start with the people that have experience in the community.
I think, and then we'll jump up. I think what happened before was there was a resistance to listening to the people. I guess it was what was it going to be 90 gallons? Well, if I had a 90-gallon dumpster, I couldn't put my car in the garage.
Exactly. Right.
You
So
know?
they kind of went with the in between 32 was too small, 64 was too big,
Yeah.
48 seemed to be the right size. And
Yeah.
like you said, you can get multiple containers. I mean, like somebody asked Ricardo, how many can I have? He said, well, you can have as many as you want.
Yeah.
One's free. The other four extra ones you're going to have are going to cost you extra each
Yeah.
quarter. But you can have as many as you want. But the only caveat was when you put it on the curb, they have to be 3 feet apart so that the machine can get
To
in
pick it up.
to pick them up. Yeah.
Yep. And
So.
it's just a smart, I know my sister lives on the Cape in the summer. So many people, I've been all over this country. So many people use the toters very successfully. And I want a couple of things, and then I'm going to get to my girlfriend there. Jenny, don't tell anybody. This is between us. I want to thank Casella and their operation. It's not to put anybody else down, but I have noticed a difference in the trash pickup just in my neighborhood. They if a bag should break, they stop, they get out, they clean it up. That wasn't always the case, trust me when I tell you. And they're also courteous. A lot of the streets here in the southeast are narrow, and of course we still have double parking on both sides, even though the signs say no parking. That must be for somebody else. But when they see you, they make room for you. I mean, I can't say enough. And the last thing is to Vinny and the whole plow crew, I think it's over for this season. I'm not sure. This is New England. Thank you for all the hours you put in, even though you were dog tired. There were crazy storms. And I don't think we thank our city employees enough for the effort they put into things. And you guys included. You run a marvelous senior center. People want to go there. They're happy when they're there. And I just think it's time in life that we start thanking people who are doing the job rather than kicking everybody down who are trying to do the job. And Jenny, you do a good job, Jeannie.
I'm trying my best. I'm trying
Well,
my
you're
best.
doing a good, you really are. You're always, when I
Thank
go
you.
in there, and I mean this, you're always upbeat. You and Jim. And I
Give me your
think
feedback because she's got like 3 weeks left to her probation period, so let me know.
wow. So what do we got going next, say? What's coming through the summer?
Well, before this whole summer, next week, as we were talking about the MGM trips,
Yeah.
and I don't want to keep doing the repeat the same trips over and over,
Yeah.
I'll do more. So I am actually having a traveling expo this Friday, and trying to gather as many seniors there to get their feedback of what they would like to do, how far they are willing to go,
Yeah.
and how much are they willing to pay,
Right.
because the trips are not as cheap as they used to be. Everything has gone up in prices, of course, and we always try to make it affordable for our seniors to go on
Right.
all the trips. So we're doing the expo this Friday from 11 to 12:30.
Okay.
Of
All
course,
right.
there will be
Just
some food, and they like when they have some kind of,
what'd you
food
say?
and
What'd you say?
drink.
Food? What time
Yes.
again? I'll put that right in my calendar.
Oh.
When you get to be a senior, you don't miss many buffets. And when I go to a buffet now, I bring Tupperware in the car. Yeah. They get really upset in some places, but I tell them I don't know what they're talking. But
Candace probably doesn't appreciate that, does she, on Sundays?
no. Ah, well, there's that. The other thing too is, I think what you're doing is very good. In that you can get stale going to the same things, and let's face it, if you go there in the beginning of the month, and then the third week of the month, some folks may not have the money to go back there.
That's right. And that's why we don't do them as often. We do still have, and we'll talk about the day trippers.
Right.
Those are the short inside the county, mostly trips that we use our own vans for.
Yep.
But even to your point, sometimes, places that we've gone regularly every year, it's a different attraction that's, it might be one of them was Johnny Cash, one of them Helen Reddy. I mean, different things, but it's the same
Yeah.
venue. So going back to the same venue is stale. I mean, the entertainment
Right.
is great, but guess what? It's probably the same food you had before.
Right.
So, but I think as Jeannie's saying, by reaching out to, and we've done this before with the expo, you tell us what you want. And one of the things that we've been getting away from is using the travel companies. So what we do is find the venue. Yeah, exactly. We look at the venue, get in touch with our contacts at the bus companies and keep the price down, because
Right.
it almost averages out to between $30 and $40 per person that they make by doing the setting up the trip. So we keep it $30 to $40 cheaper per person
Right.
when we do this. So and that's probably why we have fewer trips. But we also put something I want, and we get, and it goes, well, I don't want to go. Or we
Yeah.
have cancellations at the last minute. Well, somebody's got to eat that cancellation.
Right,
You
right.
know, but I think when we do our vans, like going up to Super Walmart, with the, going to Pedrin's,
Yeah.
what else we got? We got Walmart and Cracker Barrel over in New York.
Oh, I love Cracker Barrel.
Got the place up on Route
Except
2,
flowers.
the trading post on Route 2.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Oh,
they're
wow.
going up there. Yeah.
Wow, those are.
Something different that people, and the
Yeah.
thing is, people used to be able to do this, especially when their spouses were alive, and you know, they sat back and, like Lauren does, sits back and just points where she wants to go.
Yeah.
You know, but they don't
I
have
know the feeling.
yeah.
Yeah,
And
even if I don't want to go.
yeah, right, you're going, Bill, let's
Yeah,
go.
oh, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, but the point is that now, you know, they'd love to go to these places, but they kind of get white knuckled when they hit the city boundary. Even to go down like to Red Lion Inn, or to go to the museums down there, Rockwell Museum, Clark Art
Yeah.
Institute, and all that. They don't have to worry. You know, like I said, leave the driving to us. I was at the old Greyhound thing or whatever. Just leave the
Yeah.
driving to us, and they have fun. So, and it's cheap. I mean, none of them are more than $10, right?
Oh, wow.
Correct.
Ten
Yeah.
dollars.
And that, you know, if you're going to a
That's
lunch
great.
place, you got to buy your own lunch, but.
Yeah.
But Pedrin's has become always popular to the point where shopping is the second thought. Hurry up and shop so we can go eat.
Yes.
But they like Pedrin's and other places like they for some reason they love Cracker Barrel. You know, they think the
Oh, I
closest
love
one is
Cracker
over
Barrel.
there on Route 9, so we go over there and then go to the Walmart there too. So yeah, it's fun. I know we're about ready to come up on a break.
Yep.
So I was going to let Jeannie announce after the break the big trip coming up. What weekend after next? Yeah,
Oh,
you
yeah.
talk. Yeah, say, we'll save that one for after the break. So,
All right, we're gonna take a break right now. I stay tuned. And it's just not for seniors. You know, you have mom and dads and grandmas and grandpas that, you know, maybe you can encourage them. Why don't you go down to senior center? I'll take you down to the senior center.
all right.
Get hooked up. Because I can speak for my, I mean, I'm pretty active, thanks be to God, but there are folks that they have a little disability, they have a cane, they have a, don't worry about it. The senior center is set up to accommodate you. We'll be right back. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial. We're simulcasting on PCTV. We'll be right back with more information. Got a big announcement coming up. Pay attention now. There'll be a quiz afterwards.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
What's going on here?
Combining the miracle of modern technology with the secrets of ordinary street junkies. Producing this.
89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union. Proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal. Opportunity grows here. With locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? Evco Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's EVCOhypnosis.com.
Hey, it's Sean from WTBR-FM. Whether you just found this station for the first time or you've been listening for years, you might not know everything about WTBR-FM. Want to find out more? It's easy. Just go to WTBRFM.com. You can find full programming schedules, listen to the station anywhere in the world, subscribe to our podcasts, and even learn to create a program of your own. And of course, donate to the station. That's WTBRFM.com. Check it out today.
El condado de los Berkshires se dirige hacia un mañana más brillante y ese futuro comienza contigo. Los Berkshires están al borde de caer en una gran crisis de salud mental debido a la falta de acceso, dejando algunos pacientes, especialmente niños, esperando meses para recibir la atención adecuada. Tú puedes ayudar abogando por ti mismo y por otros para encontrar carreras en la salud mental. Sé un héroe de la salud mental para los Berkshires. Para obtener más información, visita briancenter.org o namibc.org.
Hey friends, if you're looking for some party music, tune in to Polka Express with me, Bill Gustavus, every Wednesday night from 6 to 8, and Sunday mornings from 8 to 10, right here on 89.7 WTBR, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is Community. And from Tim's Lawn Care, it's almost time for spring cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care can also take care of your landscaping, lawn care, mulching, and more. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281 4222 and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back. WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we are back. I'm here with two really wonderful people. Jeannie, And Jim Clark, Jeannie Alexander and Jim Clark, they're from the Senior Center. And when I tell you I'm committed, Jim will tell you, I've had Jim on. And the reason I have Jim on as often as I do, there's so much going on in the Senior Center, number one. Number two is because my peers, so many of them, don't take advantage of the Senior Center, the community, the camaraderie, the programs, the just to go in there. I've seen guys go in there that I know, and Jim will tell you, they go in and they sit and they watch television. But they also see friends. Hi, how's it going? COVID showed us all what being locked up can do. And whether you're locked up with a key or you're locked up because you can't leave the house, it doesn't make a difference. You're still locked up.
Right.
And I just can't be a bigger supporter of the Senior Center and this team, because they're making it happen. They really are. And Jeannie, Jeannie's like the number one tour guide. That's your new position. Well, I don't know what your official title is, but you can put a comma and put tour guide.
I've worn many hats over the years.
I have to wear a hat no matter where I go.
But Jeannie's got 17 years at the Senior Center. I mean, so I think that's just phenomenal.
Wow. It is. That is great. I am so happy for you.
Yep.
And I'm so happy on your for your promotion.
Thank you.
So you said you got some stuff coming up. Let's hit it.
We have stuff. I mean, like Jim was saying, the big trip we have coming up in a couple weekends ago, on the 18th, May 18th, is a play. We're going to Proctor's for Menopause the Musical, the second one.
Oh, wow.
It's a hilarious show. I saw the first one a couple years ago, and I said, you know what? Let's try and see if anybody's interested. I put out the flyer back, I believe, in November. I didn't think it was going to take and end up being sold out so quickly. Everybody signed up. We even have a waiting list for it.
Oh,
so
great.
I'm hoping that I can find more trips like that, because I don't want to just do, you know, a show and a dinner. You know, some people like the theaters, you know, go to live theater shows. That I just think that's fabulous. So I'm excited about that trip.
Yeah, and this is on a Saturday too. So
it
opens up to a lot. Even our 55 and above that are still working can go on the Saturday trip. So, I was telling Jeannie when we first talked about it that, 20 years ago, I got dragged into going to Menopause the Musical, with a bunch of nurses down in Boston when I had my medical unit down there. And I think they went more to watch and see how embarrassed I could get.
Yeah.
But this one's a menopause to the musical Cruising Through the Ages. It takes place on a cruise line.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I think this is going to be phenomenal. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And, go ahead, Gene.
I'm trying to open up to not just do it on the weekday, which we've always only done it on the weekday. And I know since COVID, we haven't done as many trips as well. And that's why I wanted to open it up to the weekend as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And the thing too is, and you guys realize it, and I don't think a lot of people do. Yes, we're seniors, but we still enjoy the same things a lot of people enjoy. We enjoy going to a ball game. We enjoy going to a play. I'll give you a place too you might want to think of, and that because it's an outside venue. And that's Shakespeare and Company for their modern plays.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they've done plays down there that you would not believe. And they have an amphitheater. What a wonderful summer afternoon to sit at the amphitheater.
Yep. Now and that's what we got to do. You know, again, that's kind of, you know, shaking up things up a little bit because, you know, getting somebody to come in and drive on the weekend to do
right.
that. The bad part is nothing in the summer, other than maybe a rehearsal or two at Tango, it takes place during the business day.
That's right.
We did, Jeannie, we remember a couple of years ago, we did a tour down at Tanglewood. It was a walking tour. They got behind the scenes, got to walk through the shed behind the scenes down there. There might have been, I think it was the tail end of a rehearsal during this tour. And it was all free on top of that. So,
yes.
I mean, it was just wonderful. But I don't know if they did that last year. There's a reason we didn't do it. I think they stopped doing them. But it's just those things that you can do. Supportive Day.
Yeah.
We go up on a couple occasions, a couple times a year to the Clark Art. And they have a program for people with dementia. And we have a specific tour guide that takes us around. And she understands, you know, the audience she has with them. But they are very active and proactive with the tour guide when they go up there. As a matter of fact, they're going again here soon. I think they normally go like in May and January up to Clark Art. So, yeah.
That to me, again, that's your visionaries. You really are, because it's so easy to just say, oh, well, we'll take them to the mall.
Right.
You know, well, you know, you could take me to the mall and I do what I usually do when I go with the bride. I sit and read the newspaper because, God, no, I don't need anything more. I'm trying to, we were thinking about downsizing. And I said, well, it will take us 8 years to clean the house out. And by that time, I'll be too old to downsize or any size. So,
right.
But Jeannie, and I mean this very sincerely, you guys have a wider view of seniors and what seniors like, and I applaud you for that.
And I always try to go and talk to a few of them, you know, in the coffee shop, even though we don't really have the coffee shop being open in a few months. But when we are down there and helping out doing the coffee, I go and talk to them and I was like, what do you think about this trip? What is your feedback? Do you think it's going to be good? So I always like to have feedbacks. Like we were talking about COVID. I mean, I believe since COVID, we've become closer to our seniors. It's not just people coming into the building. We pretty much become family. Like if somebody doesn't show up, it's like, okay, have you seen such and such? Let's call them and find out what's wrong with that person.
That's right.
So we're looking out for them as well. You know, try to do what we can.
Well, as I said in the first part of the show, for those that are just tuning in, what they did during COVID as far as enrolling people via the website to get their shots, and then just doing that, so many people would have never, ever, ever gotten their shots. I don't care what anybody says.
Right.
Would not have gotten, because it was, I mean, I tried, and I called Jim. I tried the website, and I mean, I'm not, believe me, technically savvy, but it was just too difficult. And then people that I know who are technically savvy said it was a backwards website. They're asking for all this information to tell you there wasn't any appointments.
Right. Yeah, true. Yeah, you had to be ahead of it, and then, it wasn't like select and you have 5 minutes to,
Right.
capture it. And as we alluded to before, the whole thing of uploading the front and back of your Medicare card, that was Greek on everybody.
Yeah.
Nobody had a scanner, nobody had this, or how to take a picture of it on your phone, save it, email it to yourself, and then upload it. Yeah, it was not very conducive. And I've said this many times. I appreciate how quickly the state pivoted on some of that stuff to
Yeah.
make it much easier. Because we would have had a problem doing it remotely, people calling in. I still need a copy of your card.
That's it. Yeah.
So, but they were happy at that point, just put their Medicare number in,
Yeah.
or basically it got down to show your Medicare card when you get to the test or the vaccine site, and they were happy with that too. But yeah, a lot of we had this conversation last time we were on, but a lot of great things were learned during that.
Yes.
Hopefully we never need to do it again, but we have the blueprint, as you were saying, Mayor Tyer, write a book about it, because that was the blueprint on how to do this right if
Yeah.
we ever have to do it again. So
And from everything you hear and read and see and other, we're just waiting for the next one. So,
yeah, no, I
I
know.
mean, that's just to be prepared. But I think what you guys did, even when it was closed, you shifted into gear to accommodate, to check on the seniors, to do all these things that up until this show, I haven't read any articles in Eagle about it. And of course, I only read one page obituaries, make sure I'm not in there. But I want people to know it's just not a building. There's a lot that goes on within the building and without of the building, and it's for seniors. And take advantage of it because a lot, now correct me if I'm wrong, some of your funding is based on usage. Is that correct or not correct?
It is and it isn't. I mean, it's more for a lot of it comes from the formula grant. The formula grant's a certain dollar figure that's set by the governor each year times the number of seniors you have. And that senior is defined as 60 or older. It's not the 55 threshold that we use. And a lot of your stats that drive how the formula grants are done across the state are by attendance and all that. So we use kind of lead people every day to a program called My Senior Center, where they have a little tag and they scan in
Yeah.
that they're here. We did, especially during COVID or post-COVID, we were using it more for contact tracing. So if somebody were identified, I just found out I had COVID, I was with all these people, I can look up immediately, find out who was in that class, and let them know that they may have been exposed. So that's why we did it during COVID, and we just
That's
continue to do it. It drives a lot of the things. It drives the decisions that we make as to whether or not we put another class in or something like that, because people do come, oh, wouldn't it be great to have this? I say, yeah, you're right. It would be great to have that program. Do you want to run it? Well, no, that's what you guys do. It's like, no, we're not instructors. We don't do those things. We need volunteers to do these things, or an instructor to do those things. And it's a great idea.
Yeah.
We've been working with Ginny Leary lately. We're going to start a memory cafe. I think next week, next Wednesday is the first one.
Yep, May 5th.
So we're going to start doing the memory cafes for folks to either with early signs of dementia, this or that, or not even there yet, do things to improve their memory or things
Wow.
like that. So we'll be doing those right now, at least once a month on a
Oh,
Wednesday.
cool.
Probably be more often. But again, something else driven by a
Yeah,
need
yeah. And
that.
Ginny O'Leary I know very well, and I know her commitment to that. But I think another before we run out, I do want to say they have a day center that they'll give you the official name for people with forms of dementia to give the caregivers some respite. We my family, their in-laws, we went through a period of a family member with Alzheimer's. And it can be very trying and testing and exhausting and health affecting on the caregivers.
Right. Oh, yeah, definitely. And yeah, it's a supportive day program. The unofficial name's a Happy Club. which you know, there's not a moment you go up there that they're not having fun. And Janie and her staff up there, the team, their focus is on taking care of those 10 or 12, however many we have that day, group, and making their day, you know, worthwhile.
Sure.
My focus is on what you mentioned, and that's to give the caregiver the break that they need. Because
Yeah.
you and I have both seen in our careers
Yeah.
and also in my experience, both here and at the veterans, I was watching the caregiver pass before the person receiving the care, especially when they're the same age. And you just
Yeah.
wear each other, you're doing the work of two at that age, and it wears you out. And then a lot of times there's not a plan for what happens when the caregiver succumbs or can no longer provide the care.
Right.
And that's where, you know, it. This whole network, as I was saying in the break, you know, the COA is the Council on Aging, which is responsible for the overall care and concern of the elders in the community. But we have this huge network. We have the Elder Care Network, which we're part of, which we do. We have Elder Services, which is just probably a phenomenal
Yeah,
organization.
absolutely.
And we tie all those resources together to come up with a plan. And we're getting better at it. We're getting better at it now that it's not all operating in silos. You know, there's cross communications. What can we do? You know, they've created a transition person for somebody leaving a nursing home, ready to go home, but now they have to go home to a first floor apartment because they can't go to the second floor. Well, guess what? Where's your first floor apartment you can get in Pittsfield? So these transition people are working those things, trying to get people out into their homes
Sure.
and working with these other agencies, you know, with Berkshire Housing, Pittsfield Housing, different folks, so we can find that. So, you know, like I said, a Council on Aging is more than just the four walls of the senior center. Senior center is a subset of the Council on Aging, but we're responsible for the safety and elder concerns of the community. And again, that goes to the transportation piece. That goes to making sure people are safe in their home, making sure that if something happens to them, we know to refer
Yeah.
them to Elder Protective Services, things like that, to make sure that no one should have to fear, you know, where they live or going out of their home. But Elder Services is great. We have other partners there. We work with Berkshire Alzheimer's Partnership, which again, that brings up to mind that we're going to be celebrating the longest day again this year, first
Yep.
day of summer. We'll be having an event here for that day too,
Oh, cool.
to celebrate that. Last year we did it for the first time. We did a donation drive, our first picnic last year for Memorial Day, and we were able to donate $550 to Berkshire Alzheimer's Partnership last year.
Wow.
Hope to be able to top that this year,
Sure.
because of the good work that they do. And again, Berkshire Alzheimer's Partnership brings that closer to home. You know, the Alzheimer's organization across the country in the state, they're great people, but we're Western Mass and we're always forgotten. Here, this is Berkshire Alzheimer's Partnership focused on what we have here in the Berkshires. And so as the director of COA, my job is responsible for the whole city and the fringe communities that we deal with, basically the county,
Right.
and putting all those partners together, whether it be another COA and senior center somewhere, Elder Services, AdLib, UCP. I mean, you know all the alphabets that I know,
Yep.
and they all need to intertwine together and work together to make these BCAC. Yeah, they're all, you know, great organizations that it just needs to be funneled all into one direction instead of, you know, all over the place.
And the good part about it is that they have people like yourselves in all of these agencies. I can't think of one that you just mentioned where people are, it's about me and my agency. Because right now, anybody who's been in this business for any length of time realizes that it's all about the people we serve. It isn't about us. It isn't about our agency. It's about the people we serve. And when I was with UCP, there wasn't many a day that I didn't go revert back to what me say the Irish mother used to tell me, "Here, but for the grace of God, go I." And I think more and more people. I hope. Well, now I say that the world's nuts, but there's a core of people. Yourselves are
right in the middle of this core that contribute so much to make other people's lives better. Mm-hmm. And I know, Jeannie, I know sometimes it takes its toll on you. You know, I am one of the older people, so I know how they can be. Jim's getting to be there. You've got a ways to go yet. But all kidding aside, what they do at the senior center, and really and truly, if you're a veteran, this morning, get dressed, go down to this. If you're having benefit problems, you don't know, please get down there, because I think it's going to be beneficial to everybody. And to you, both of you, you maybe don't hear this enough, and you should. Thank you for everything you guys do. And please extend that to the entire crew, because and volunteers. I mean, people are dedicated. They come there once, twice a week to run their programs.
Right.
I mean, that in today's day and age, we all know that's a rarity, because there's a whole thing about what's in it for me.
Right. And I think we showed that a couple weeks ago with Lisa's RSVP recognition.
Yes.
I mean, I thought that was a great turnout. It honoring yes. great people in an organization that care about the community.
And, yes.
It is good. I just want to, you know, shout out, as you said, to Mike Case, who's the new DAV commander. He's hosting this, Sergeant Major Case. He's hosting this on Wednesday. So kind of looking forward to seeing what he's got ginned up for this. So
we got to run, but what's this new VA card? No ID card. It's on the inner. I'll
send it to me. I'll dig in. Yeah, I can research it. Yeah.
I think, Jeannie, I'm always here for you, kiddo. Really, if you want me to make announcements about trips or whatever, Jim's got my email. Just email me and I'll announce it like I do on air. I will announce this. There's two quick things before we go. PCTV, Pasta Pizza 2, May 23rd, 6 p.m., Berkshire Hills Country Club. We really want folks to be involved with that. Help WTBR, help PCTV. It costs money to run these things. And the other piece that just came out, there is a Patriotic Rosary, St. Charles Church, 89 Briggs Avenue, Pittsfield, May 21st, 6:30 p.m., refreshments to follow. And it's for veterans and all members of the service who served in the service. All branches, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and Coast Guard. Thank you, guys. And I mean that. Thank you for everything that you do. And folks, I know some of you text me that you don't like to hear this, but I am a believer, and I say God bless all of you, even those who don't like me. But also today, do what they do every day. Do something nice for somebody. You know, we're all in this together, good, bad, or indifferent. So try to make somebody's load just a little bit lighter, and you'll believe me, someone will make yours lighter. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Jeannie. And don't take this as a threat. I'll come up and see you.
Oh.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
Bye. Thank you. Bye. Ba 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 ba.